Hello, I'm Maxwell Graf, and in my last podcast that I recorded, I gave an overview of the North Central Regional Tournament for me. It's currently 3 or so weeks after Nationals, and I want to do an overview of how Nationals went for me, as I did a lot better than I was expecting, and it was my first Nationals. So, the first day was Type 2, and that was very fun, as I had only played one Type 2 tournament before that, which was the Type 2 only. And I was trying out a new deck that I had never played in Type 2 before, so that was exciting. And I was playing a green and Daniel deck, similar to the Type 1 deck that I played at North Central Regionals, but Type 2-ified with a straight black defense. No Prince of the Air or GDA mediums or anything like that. The deck list can be found in the article on Land Redemption, linking to a Redemption CCG app deck list, so you can look at it as I talk, or later on. The offense was pretty simple, green Daniel with a couple duplicates. I added Jeremiah the Weeper, duplicated a couple Cherubims, added a Seraph with Isaiah's Call, and he was, if he drew into a Soul Gen and left the cross unactive, then he would win the game because he had Son of God and Second Coming. Or he could play Son of God then, take it back with Second Coming, have it in his hand with the cross up, and then he would he was guaranteed to make that rescue attempt just based on what I had in hand and what he had in hand, enhancement-wise. So he chose to activate the cross without rescuing the Lost Soul, and it was 4-4 at that point, or 4-3, but I needed to just get Son of God and Second Coming to win. He attacked, he drew into Soul Gen, and he rescued, so I was... It was 3-3, and then it was 4-3. And if he were able to play Son of God, he would win, but the cross was active. And then on my turn, I grab Fruit of the Land from my reserve, and then I take Son of God off the top 7, and I already had Second Coming in my hand. And then I'm able to attack with Joshua, discard his cross, play Son of God, Second Coming, and win the game 5-4. So that was very tight. It could have gone either way. And then in the 9th round, I played Jeremy Chambers, and he was playing a 100-card Jeremiah combo deck, and I was able to take control, but I needed to play Second Coming to grab Crowd's Choice to go play Nazareth, which was all that kept me in the game there. But it was 4-4, and I was making an attack, and I knew I didn't have enough defense to block him next turn, so I knew I needed to make it. And he had a... I made 3 blunders in this turn that if I didn't make a single one, like, if I made 2 of them and didn't make one, then I would have still won the game. But I made all 3 of them, and I lost. 5-4. So, first, I negated my own Nazareth with Woes, thinking, oh yeah, I probably want to search this turn, right? And then I searched from reserve I believe it was Crumbled from a Shout that I never even used the whole tournament. I searched it from reserve with Storehouse and gave him a Thomas the Twin trigger, which is not a good choice. And then the last thing was, Jeremy asked for Dominant Initiative, and I knew he had Harvest Time as what he was going to play, and I'm like, okay. Not even thinking that he could possibly have Vindicated and Complacent in his deck, which he did, I was like, oh yeah, he'll probably play like a Disoriented or something to my band, and then block with Tubal Cain and activate, what was it? I believe he had Abomination of Desolation for Tubal Cain, but activate that, and then defeat my lone hero. But I believe I had 3 heroes in battle, and I don't know why I was thinking that. But I'm like, okay, you can play it. He plays Harvest Time and plays Complacent to restrict Dominance, and Vindicated, and then gives me the Soul, Vindicated, restricting me from playing the Son of God in my hand. So I lose 4-5 with Son of God in my hand, which was a little painful. So right now I've lost 2 games, full losses, and I've timeout lost another. So, I didn't have a chance to make top 3, but I could have gotten top 5, I believe. No, I could have gotten top 6. I could have gotten 6th place. Well, I'll explain more about that in a second. In my last round, I played Luke Marshall, who was playing the same list as his brother. And he I was in control most of the game, hand control, like using Joshua hand control to take out his defense, but on his last block, he was able to use Herod's Executioner to equip a weapon from reserve, which was the foreign horses. He interrupt the battle, drew two. That was a fun combo that I believe I used once or twice. But now to move over to my rounds. So we played 6 rounds of Type 2, I believe. Yep, 6 rounds. And in the first round, I got paired up with Justin. And it's like, oh, great. We go to Nationals, and our first game is against someone from our own playgroup, as I'm from the Minnesota playgroup, where Justin and Jaden live also. But we start playing. I don't remember exactly how that game went, but he smoked me 7-2. I was not making some of the smartest plays that I've made, but he beat me pretty good. I was able to stop him from playing Pride of Lions until the last turn, where he played it in a side battle. So that was pretty nice, because if he got off Pride of Lions early, he would have been able to snowball like crazy. So in my second round, I played Tyler Stevens, who went on to win the category, and he beat me 7-2 also. He had a very strong black defense that like had play the first all around with cannot be negated stuff, and that was very hard to stop. My offense didn't ever get rolling, and my defense was not great. I made a couple strategic errors in that game, such as I wasted my harvest time trying to go get out Disoriented Lossal when he had a negate neutrals character in play, which was a little painful. And then I also forgot about Pebbles, or experience credit, whatever you want to call them, and I'm glad they're gone now, but he had 2 experience credit on a Daniel the Treasured and chose the blocker, and then I added to battle someone who would have combined 13 toughness with the person already in battle using Perplexing Vision, and then I played Glory of the Lord, and Tyler was like, you forgot about Pebbles, and it's like, oh, so I wasted 2 dominance on that, and that was not good, but I lost that game. After that game, he gave me a pep talk like, you still have a shot to even get top 3, just gotta lock in on the next games and make sure you play well. And after that, it's like, okay, I've not been playing good, I need to lock in, play how I know how to play. So in the next round, I play Eli Moulier from the Northeast, I believe, and he was playing a Daniel Soulhide deck. And I was able to get my offense rolling with a draw 5, including the Roots Ezekiel, Victorious Beings, and the Watchmen, and get a pretty good start there. My defense was able to hold out for most of the game, using regardless protection enhancements on Goat with Horn, like Allowed to be Trampled. Nope, not Allowed to be Trampled. Allowed to be Trampled combined with Wicked did that, but Smashed Opponent and Struck and Scattered. And then the offense was able to choose the blocker. Jeremiah's paralyze ability actually came in clutch on the end of the band to be able to stop him from blocking with his main evil characters. So I won that game 7-1. So I was like, okay, I can do something. And in the next round, I get paired up with Joe Roberts, who is on a purple Warriors and black and orange defense. So I believe he went first, and he had a cannot be negated protected band of 2 or 3 warriors, including Abishai, because of his buckler that he played. And I was able to block with a Goat with Horn, and then play, I believe it was Smashed Opponent, to discard all his heroes, cannot be negated. And so that was 1 copy of Abishai gone. Throughout the game, I discarded 3 copies of his Abishai. So, the game was pretty close most of the way, but me being able to discard lots of his key heroes was very hard for him to deal with, and then I was able to strategically pick apart his defense using Ezekiel and other things like the Cherubim with the Unknown Artist, the one that lets the opponent top deck an evil card from hand, or else you get to top deck their evil card, and he had hand protection, so that was hard for him to deal with. But in the end, I won 7-6. So I'm like, okay, it's getting better, it's getting better. And then I get paired up with John Michalesian, and he is playing a Gospel Good Stuff or Nativity. I don't know exactly. I saw a little bit of both. And then he was playing a Demon Magician defense or something like that. I couldn't tell what it was either. But that was a pretty simple game for me. I was able to get out Ezekiel, the Times to Come version, and top deck most of his multi-brigade cards because he had a lot of them. And then I was able to choose the blocker with Elijah a good bit with some of my Canaanites, and able to get out the win 7-1 that way, right at time. And then in the last round, I got paired up with Tim Estes, and this was the first time I've ever played Tim Estes in person. And he was playing a Gospel Good Stuff and Black defense. Black seemed very popular this tournament, and he smoked a lot of people earlier in the day, so I'm like, oh no, this isn't going to be good. And John Hendricks, when I went over there to turn in my score slip, because he knew, because we were the last game, he's like, if you win against Tim, then you have a shot at getting top three, and it's like, or you have a guaranteed top three, something like that. It's like, okay, if I win this, I can do good. So he goes first, he gets a big Matthew draw. I don't think I was able to block him because he had a Mary Magdalene, and that is very hard to stop. And then I was able to get a draw five with Ezekiel, and then get a rescue that way with some enhancements or a dominant. I don't remember exactly how. But I'm able to get off some crucial blocks, and I'm able to pick apart his defense, and I'm up like 4-3 or something like that. And then I need to rescue and I think I've only played Son of God at that point. And then he activates a three nails, and it restarts the game, essentially. And a lot of my stuff has been discarded, and then on my first or second attack after three nails, I attack the Defender of the Saints, and then I realize, oh no, where did my Jeremiah the Weeper go? He was either in my discard pile or deck, I knew that, but I thought, oh yeah, I don't think I've used him yet this game. And I go to my deck, and the only priest in there is Ezekiel, because Jeremiah was discarded, and he was able to block me very simply, so that was a little painful, as Jeremiah would have most likely gotten the rescue there. For the rest of that game, I was able to pick apart his defense and get blocks, and I beat him 7-5. He said after the game that I was dissecting his defense like dissecting a monkey, or something like that. And then I was like, yes, I got top three, super excited. And then the top three is announced, and Tim got third place, Jaden got second place, and Tyler got first place. And John Hendricks comes over to me, and he's like, yeah, I put my foot in my mouth because of the tying and such, because Tim, Jaden, and I were all tied at 12 points. And they both got me by soul differential because we all three hadn't played because I hadn't played Jaden. I got bumped down to fourth. So I was like, oh man, really bummed out. But then the next day, Tim told me, I believe it was in between one of the rounds in type one, he came up and was like, so there was a tiebreaker error. And it's like, oh? And it turns out that the computer did the tiebreaking wrong. And so I got third place. And Tim got fourth place, just because of head-to-head and how all that works out, and you're supposed to eliminate the person who got, so it was a tie for second, Jaden got it, you're supposed to eliminate him, and then check for a tie for third, which the computer didn't do, it just was like, oh, okay, tie for second, here's the rest of them. So I got third place, and that was really cool. And then, at the end of the day, the elders and such were like, okay, there's 10 rounds of type 1 tomorrow, be ready. And that sounded like a lot. So on that night, we played the Paragon side event, which was really fun. I won my first game with, I believe it was Luke Anderson and Brian Hake. We played, and I was able to win that with a, Ruth and Ruth Daniel gold with some black and, I believe, orange on defense, using the Boaz Paragon, and Boaz seemed to be very good, and so did lots of Daniel stuff in Paragon. And then I was put at a winner's table with Jake Antonets, Tim, and Josh Potratz, and Tim was able to beat us pretty good there, and he won the whole Paragon side event, which was pretty cool. But Paragon is definitely a fun category. I will definitely be playing it in the future. But that night, I was talking with Jake about my deck, because he was also on Joshua. And he's like, you know, you should probably add the priests and the Book of the Covenant to your Joshua deck, because I was running a Joshua deck without priests and Book of the Covenant. My final list is also in this article, but I was running Joshua deck without priests or Book of the Covenant, and I didn't have any Infinite Promised Land repeating, and I didn't actually in my final deck, but he was like, yeah, you should add that because it gets a lot faster. And I tried it, did a couple of goldfishes, and it's like, oh wow, this is so much better. And then on the morning of, I change out Dominance, I change, I believe it was Forces Arise for Angel of the Lord. And that, I think, was the right choice. Tyler and I were talking about it, and he's like, yeah, Forces Arise is not good enough, just based on the deck that you were using, because I was running Abomination of Desolation in reserve. So, in round one, I get paired up with Ron Sias, who was on a, I believe, Daniel Demon deck or something like that. Green Daniel Demon? Something like that. And I'm able to get the win 5-0. Joshua doing what Joshua does, getting out fairly quick, using hand control and such. And then that, so I was able to beat him 5-0. In my second round, I played Braden Babbage, and that was, I got to meet him this weekend. He's a really cool guy. Another teenager, he's 2 years older than me, and he's from Florida, and he, Luke Hull, and I, we were the only players to get 5-0s in round one, so all three of us were on the top two tables, and that was really cool having three younger players, comparative, at the top three spots. So Braden and I got to play at the top table in round two, and I was able to beat him 5-2, or, yeah, 5-2, maybe it was 5-3, I don't remember exactly, I think it was 5-3, and he was playing a green and black and orange deck, so black and orange, again, very popular, especially in Type 1, and he was, I don't remember who went first, but I got a fairly good Joshua start, I was able to take stuff. Spies at Eye was the MVP of the game, because he had Scattered Sheep stuck in his hand the whole game, and he had, like, multi-Brigade Evil characters. Well, two double Brigade Evil characters, so, like, Goat with Horn was two Brigades, Outsiders was two Brigades. I was able to take his Evil characters, and able to do that. One crucial block that I got that definitely cemented the win was, he chose my Priest of Zeus to block with Elijah, and then I played Glory of the Lord, and then I played Flying Scroll. And Flying Scroll reserved his Elijah, and then reserved his Son of God from his hand. And he was not able to get that back. And he had already played Second Coming at that point to get back Son of God. So I was able to win the game 5-3 there. Then I was at the top table again, and I was playing Justin again. And he was playing his Brown Tower deck. And I did not get a very fast start. He was able to get his defense out pretty good, and I was able to get blocks, so my defense was holding on, and it ended up in a 4-3 timeout loss for me. So I lost the game there, and that, I had never beaten a 100-card deck, so it's like, and Justin's deck always gave me problems, so I knew, okay, this isn't a huge deal, he's a really good player, right? In the next round, I play Tim Estes, and it's like, oh boy, another 100-card deck, because there were 600-card decks in the field. And Tim fries me 5-2. I was able to get out a Nazareth on my second turn with Book of the Covenant and Covenant of Prayer. But he was able to, I believe he got a Lost Child found and was able to bounce it on his next turn. Otherwise, that could have helped even out the game a little bit. And then, so he beat me 5-2. It's like, oh great, I'm not doing too hot right now. But in the next round, I got paired up with Nathan Leverson, who used to play in the Minnesota Play Group. I had not met him before then. And he was playing a Daniel Black or Orange or something like that. And I went first. I got a very strong start. He did not. He got like a David Heart After God, and I was able to block that pretty easily with Prince of the Air and Judean Mediums. And I was able to continuously hand control and win that game 5-0 also. That was round 4, I believe. In round 5, I played Dario Villanova, and he was playing a Joshua deck. That was my only Joshua mirror match of the day, and it was very confusing, because we were taking stuff back and forth. One thing that I believe Dario missed that could have helped him in that game, and I won that game 5-3, so he probably could. It probably would have been like 5-4. He could have banded to my offense, but he forgot about the cross-banding rule or something like that. And since I was so far ahead, I had no need to band to his offense, so I never did it, because I had all the heroes that I needed. So that probably could have evened out the game. But it was a very, very well... He played very well. In the next game, I played... I believe it was Chad France, or it was Nick Marshall. Need to check my notes. I played Nick Marshall. He was playing a 100 card deck, and it was Clay and Harrods, and it's like, great, a third 100 card deck in round 7? Wait, yeah, 7. So I was able to get a decent start. I believe he went first, though. He was able to get one rescue there. I was able to get a decent start, hand control, and I was able to win that, and that game 5-2, which was my first time ever beating a 100-card deck, so I was super excited. And Nick Marshall is a very good player, so I was also excited about beating him. And then in the next round, I was paired up with Chad France, who was playing a Purple Heart deck that he played last year. There was not a single block on either side, or maybe I got one block. Yeah, I got one block, and he soul-hide me one block because he just didn't draw anything. And then... on Chad's last turn, he had made a gamble. It was either I had one lost soul in my territory, and he had a hero, I believe it was Judas, to draw two. And if he drew into a soul gen and left the cross unactive, then he would win the game because he had Son of God and Second Coming. Or he could play Son of God then, take it back with Second Coming, have it in his hand with the cross up, and then... he was guaranteed to make that rescue attempt just based on what I had in hand and what he had in hand, enhancement-wise. So, he chose to activate the cross without rescuing the Lost Soul, and it was 4-4 at that point, or 4-3, but I needed to just get Son of God and Second Coming to win. He attacked, he drew into Soul Gen, and he rescued, so it was 3-3, and then it was 4-3. And if he were able to play Son of God, he would win, but the cross was active. And then on my turn, I grab Fruit of the Land from my reserve, and then I take Son of God off the top 7, and I already had Second Coming in my hand. And then I'm able to attack with Joshua, discard his cross, play Son of God, Second Coming, and win the game 5-4. So that was very tight. It could have gone either way. And then in the 9th round, I played Jeremy Chambers, and he was playing a 100-card Jeremiah combo deck, and I was able to take control, but I needed to play Second Coming to grab Crowd's Choice to go play Nazareth, which was all that kept me in the game there. But it was 4-4, and I was making an attack, and I knew I didn't have enough defense to block him next turn, so I knew I needed to make it. And he had I made 3 blunders in this turn. That if I didn't make a single one, like, if I made 2 of them and didn't make 1, then I would have still won the game. But I made all 3 of them, and I lost. 5-4. So, first, I negated my own Nazareth with Woes, thinking, oh yeah, I probably want to search this turn, right? And then I searched from reserve I believe it was Crumbled from a Shout that I never even used the whole tournament. I searched it from reserve with Storehouse and gave him a Thomas the Twin trigger, which is not a good choice. And then the last thing was, Jeremy asked for Dominant Initiative, and I knew he had Harvest Time as what he was going to play, and I'm like, okay. Not even thinking that he could possibly have Vindicated and Complacent in his deck, which he did, I was like, oh yeah, he'll probably play like a Disoriented or something to my band, and then block with Tubal Cain and activate, what was it? I believe he had Abomination of Desolation for Tubal Cain, but activate that and then defeat my lone hero. But I believe I had 3 heroes in battle, and I don't know why I was thinking that. But I'm like, okay, you can play it. He plays Harvest Time and plays Complacent to restrict Dominance and Vindicated. and then gives me the soul, vindicated, restricting me from playing the Son of God in my hand. So I lose 4-5 with Son of God in my hand, which was a little painful. So right now I've lost 2 games, full losses, and I've timeout lost another. So I didn't have a chance to make top 3, but I could have gotten top 5, I believe. No, I could have gotten top 6. I could have gotten 6th place. Well, I'll explain more about that in a second. In my last round, I played Luke Marshall, who was playing the same list as his brother. And he I was in control most of the game, hand control, like using Joshua hand control to take out his defense. But on his last block, he was able to use Herod's Executioner to equip a weapon from reserve, which was the Foreign Horses. He interrupted the battle, drew 2, and then he also had an Orphans in a... He drew into a Wicked, but he had an Orphans in play. And the Orphans... Well, his only enhancement in hand was Contagious Fear, which would reserve his character to protect Lost Souls from rescue. And he drew into the Wicked, and it's like, oh, great, you just play the... Like, I was thinking, oh, great, you just play the Contagious Fear, and then you block. And that's what he did, and I'm like, yep, Wicked works. And it shouldn't have, because he... Neither of us caught this, but he played his first enhancement that would count for Wicked by equipping the weapon and using it. We both thought, okay, that's a block. I didn't get the soul. And then I lose 5-4 on the next turn. And then afterward, Tyler's asking how the game went, because he was judging. And he's like, wait, that shouldn't have worked like that, because the Foreign Horses counted as the first enhancement played. It's like, oh, wait. But the game was already done. We couldn't do anything. So I lost that game 5-4. So in all, I won 6 games, full wins. And then I lost one game timeout, and I lost 3 games, full loss. And all my losses were against 100-card decks, and I played 5 of the 6 100-card decks in the field, which was a lot. And I'm very glad they're getting removed, or not allowed anymore, because they were a pain to play against. So, in the end, I got 10th place, and I did calculating stuff, and I figured out that if I had won my game against either Luke or Jeremy, I would have been bumped up. Well, if I won my game against Luke and we had realized Wicked, then I would have gotten 6th place in the whole tournament, which is kind of cool. But I got 10th place, and yeah. So that was a little sad. But 10th place, I was very excited also because that was my first Nationals, and I was not expecting to do nearly that good. So then, on the last day, we played teams, and I was initially going to be playing... Well, I was hoping to play with Sean Murphy, but he was at his VBS that week, and he was not able to make it to Nationals. And then Kai was like, hey, do you want to play with me? Because I had no idea who else to play with, so I'm like, sure, let's play with... I'll play with you, because I know you're a good player, and... We know each other a decent bit from tournaments in the North Central area. And after Type 1 that day, Kai came up to me and was like, hey, so after how well you did today, and I have not practiced with our team's decks at all, because he played a... I don't remember exactly what he played. I think he played like a white and black deck and in Type 1. But he hasn't played Joshua very much, and we were planning on playing Joshua Black for teams. He said, if you want to find someone else to play with, like Jake or Dario, and Dario was standing right there and was like, no, I don't want to play teams, because he had a bad experience with teams or something a couple years ago. Something like that. I didn't hear the full story. But I'm like, I wanted to play with you, but if you really want that, I will go ask Jake and see if he wants to. And Jake was all for it. And Kai wanted to play sealed also. Yeah. So Jake and I teamed up, and we both played Joshua Black that day. Jake got 5th place. He got 6th place in Type 1 with Joshua Black. So he knew how to play the deck very well. So we made a couple adjustments to the decks and played them. And in round one, we played the Brooks Brothers, and we won 5-2. It was a very good game. It was very fun. Covet to take their Lost Souls combined with High Places and our Lost Souls, meaning every time an Old Testament Lost Soul is put in play, we each get to create a token for each copy of Lost Souls. So we each get a draw four off of High Places. That's pretty good. Spies at Eye was very crucial because one of the brothers was playing a like multicolor masks defense, essentially. And able to take his evil characters was very nice. And then Pithom was a MVP in that game because of all the Dominus being played. And the night before, Jake was like, yeah, we should play Pithom. And it's like, what? That card's garbage. And he's like, yeah, just trust me. We should play it because of all the Dominus being played and we can underdeck heroes because it's very similar to Kingdoms of the World, which we were running. It'd just be another copy of it, almost. And I'm like, okay, sure, let's try it. And it was definitely the right choice to put in. So kudos to Jake there. He helped me with a lot of deck choices that turned out to be very good, such as Pithom and switching over to the Book of the Covenant and the Priest package in Type 1. So he's a very good deck builder and player. And then in our second round, we played Brayden and Derek. Brayden Bowge and Derek Tirado. We beat them 5-1. We were able to negate their music leader, and Priest of Zeus and Mayhem was very important. We had a Priest of Zeus down. Jake or I had a Priest of Zeus down, I don't remember who. And then Brayden played Mayhem, and then we got to discard a couple of their cards. And then Disoriented, in teams, it has a double negate. Each teammate can play it to negate, and that was very helpful. And then we won that game 5-1. In our next game, we played Justin and Jaden, and they beat us 3-5, or 5-3. We lost that game, and we realized after the game that if I forgot a Woes trigger, that could have negated Jaden or Justin's negate neutral character. I believe it was Resurrection Revealer. And if that was able to be done, I would have been able to block Jaden's last attack with Forces Arise, Abomination of Desolation, and that would have been that would have not let them win, and then Jake would have been able to, so it would have been, I believe, 3-3, or I don't remember exactly what it would have been. It would have been 3-4 at that point. They were winning, and then Jake, if he was able to rescue on the next turn, and he was able to get his 3-card combo, and he would have been able to, but the 3-card combo that we had was using Concealed Riches. Jake would have grabbed Golgotha, the Cross, and Scapegoat, which would have stopped Jaden or Justin from attacking or rescuing any more souls for the rest of the game because it was the last round. So we could have tied, but that didn't work. So that was a little sad. But we lost 3-5. And then in our next round, we played Mitch and E-Man, who we beat 3-2. Neither of them had very much defense, and we were able to sidestep it with Joshua Hand Control. And we stopped cross-banding by making sure to take out their Michaels whenever possible. And Kingdoms of the World was a very impactful card in that game with the dominance that they were playing. In our next round, we played Mark and Anthony Valake, and we beat them 5-3. We were put on clock in, I believe, the last round, so it was definitely a little stressful. I was, like, stressed out. I was like, oh no, I need to pick a Deceiver target, and I picked the wrong one from Reserve. And there would have been a much better chance of blocking there if I had picked, High Priest Ananias instead of, I believe I just picked Temple Guard or something with no enhancements to play. Yeah, not a smart choice there. But we were able to get in 3 rounds because our first round went very quickly. And Jake was able to finish out the game with the 3-card combo that we had. And then in our last game, we played Luke and Ben Hull. And on one of their star abilities was Teaching in Parables, and they reserved our Son of God. And that was painful. And we were never able to come back from that, and we lost 1-3. We also were both making not very smart plays during that game because we were both very tired and very... Our brains were very tired from the whole weekend of Redemption. But for the award ceremony on that, they were talking about how, yeah, there was a tie for third place, but it came down to head-to-head in like the last round or whatever. So it's like, oh yeah, we lost to Luke and Ben, and they were doing very well also. So they, and then they got third place. It's like, oh yeah, we're definitely out of the top two. And then turns out we had gotten like one less timeout than them or something. So we, so Jake and I got second place, and we were super excited about that when that was announced. And Jaden and Justin got first, because they won every game, and then they tied one or something. Every game a full win, and then tied one. So they swept house there, and they won, which was really cool. But Jake and I were super excited about winning. Yeah, and that was a fun end to the teams category, as it currently is. All in all, Nationals was a very fun experience for me. I'm planning on going back next year. It was very fun, especially meeting lots of people that I hadn't met face-to-face before. Yeah, thank you so much for listening to me ramble on about how I did, and all the decks that I mentioned will be in the article that this podcast is in. So thank you for listening, and God bless y'all.